Juno Animal Rescue. Welcome Amy Page and Samantha Blankenship.
Thank you Hello. For having us.
Hi, thanks so much for being here. Juno Animal Rescue, you recently changed your name from Gastineau Humane Society and adopted a new logo. How's that transition been for you?
It's been really, we've gotten a lot of really great feedback. People love the new name and the new logo. And, you know, we wanted to highlight the community that we serve, which is Juno. And our new name was a way to do that. So we've gotten a lot of great feedback on it.
And our logo, we're so excited about. It was developed by Marms and Meeks, Juno's local design company. We, as much as we loved the logo that served us so well for 55 years and we're so proud to have used it, what we were looking for, and I'm going to say this personally and selfishly, I really wanted a nice new Juno Animal Rescue hoodie. And we're so excited because we're finally in a place where we've got this beautiful new logo and our new name, and we're able to finally represent the community in a new and fresh way, and we're hoping it. We have been thrilled with the feedback, actually. It's been wonderful.
So what was the process like to choose a new name and a new logo? Did it take a long time, lot of discussion?
I can't even describe to you how difficult it was. Well, part of the process was really trying to engage the community in doing that. So we reached out to our biggest supporters over the years. We had meetings with them to see what their feedback was about how the name should emphasize our community and what their ideas were. Then we had a voting process where we all voted on which names were the most popular, and then ultimately the name was voted on. So it was the top five favorite names were voted on, and so it was a long and democratic process amongst our greatest supporters.
It was a very long process.
We feel confident that it really represents what folks want to see out of our organization, and that was the best part of employing a process like that.
Yeah.
Do you would you mind sharing some of the names that you didn't use? Were there any fun ones that you had to reject?
We all wanted a cute acronym. Everybody wants a cute acronym. And so we were trying to make, and I can't name any offhand, unfortunately, because I just can't remember them. But we were flipping words in every direction you could conceive of in hopes of getting the cutesy paws or fish or some adorable acronym that would reflect the organization. We couldn't quite get there.
Well, I like Juno Animal Rescue very much. It was a good choice. I also really like the logo, too. And anybody who's listening wants to check it out, it's at your website, junoanimalrescue.org. So I checked it out. You should, too. Marms and Meeks did a great job. So what do you guys do at Juno Animal Rescue? What sort of services do you provide?
So we provide all sorts of services. So not only do we provide adoption of animals that need homes, and we don't just have dogs and cats. We have small animals, too. But we also provide doggy daycare services, which is sort of you drop your dog off in the morning, you pick them up in the afternoon, they go for play dates in the yard and on leash walks. And then we also do overnight boarding for dogs. And then we have grooming services. So we have a professional groomer, or you can also come in and use our groom room. That's especially popular during when the salmon are running. We have lots of people come in and use our groom room. So you can use our shampoo and towels and leave the mess with us. And that way you can take your dog just clean home.
Well, I've heard nothing but great things about your grooming services, especially the sort of like the DIY groom rooms. So that's a really great service.
Yeah, it's nice. We have an elevated tub so you don't have to lean over. So it's nice.
Yeah.
And I can attest as a consumer of the grooming services myself, I have a rescue schnauzer from Juno Animal Rescue. The only time she doesn't look like a mop is after she's visited the groomer at the shelter. So we're very grateful for that.
All right. So you're both here today to talk about the upcoming wine and beer tasting fundraiser, and that's Saturday the 9th. So tell the good people all about it.
We are very excited to host our annual beer and wine tasting this year. We're hosting it at the Baranoff. The Westmark Baranoff has been incredibly gracious in helping us to organize this event. It's going to be on Saturday, February 9th from 6 to 9 p.m. Senator Jesse Keel will be serving as MC. Tom Loker is kind enough to perform piano for us. We will have snacks, beer from the Alaskan Brewing Company and Devil's Club Brewing. And we've had wine donated by K&L Distributors and Specialty Imports, in addition to over 200 silent auction items, everything from experiences to travel, those coveted Alaska airline trips, plus my very favorite, which is a gift certificate for 12 bagels of your choosing from the bakers behind Silver Bow Bakery. So if you miss the everything bagel, this is your opportunity to go get that.
Really?
Yes,
they'll
we're
just,
very
they'll fire
excited.
It back up again and make you a dozen.
You're going to have to fight me for it, to be honest.
Yes, these silent auctions can get a little tense. That's terrific. That's an amazing prize. I didn't even know that was a possibility.
Yes.
Pretty magical. Terrific. So what do you do with the proceeds from this fundraiser?
So the proceeds go to benefit the animals at the shelter. So a lot of the services that we offer for our adoption animals, like making sure that they're all spayed or neutered and up to date on their vaccines, the adoption fees don't really ever pay for all of that. So it helps to offset the costs of providing those services for our animals in adoption. And it also helps us to help other animals in need in the community and help with their medical needs, if they have special medical needs and different things like that.
And this is the sixth annual fundraiser, sixth annual wine and beer tasting?
I think it is.
I think that's right.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, time does fly, doesn't
it? I know,
it
does.
Ask
yeah.
if either of you were there for the first one.
I was, yes.
Yes.
And this year we're really excited about it because I personally am going to take any opportunity to wear a cute dress. So what's nice about hosting it around Valentine's Day is that it's Juno formal. So you can wear your nicest Extra Tufts and Carhartts all the way up to your cutest red Valentine's dress, which is what I will be wearing and I know Sam will be wearing. And so it will be an opportunity for you to bring your Valentine or your Galentine or your Palentine, whoever you'd like as a date and come support Juno's animal friends.
And even if you don't have a date, you can just come support your love of animals with
yeah.
us.
That's true.
So it's all like-minded people who love animals.
Totally. And in the Baranoff, it'll be nice and fancy, too.
That's right.
Just
yeah.
add to the atmosphere. So do you want to talk about any of the animals that are up for adoption today? I know
yeah.
you can check them out at the website. Anybody that, any favorites?
Absolutely. You know, we have a lot of animals, always a lot of animals up for adoption. So we have five dogs right now, which is actually, we usually just have a handful of dogs. But we've got five dogs, about 15 cats, and nine or 10 small animals. So a lot of people don't realize that we also rescue small animals. So we have some ferrets, some guinea pigs. We have a plethora of rabbits right now. And we
a
also
chinchilla?
Have
chinchilla.
We do. I think the chinchillas actually have an application, so I think
okay.
that they're getting adopted.
Oh, good.
So we've got five dogs right now. Like I said, my favorite right now is Miga, who's a beagle. She's a special needs beagle who's been up for adoption for a while. She's an older girl, and she's just a sweetheart. And we're hoping somebody is able to meet her. You know. Little bit of medical needs that she has as a senior, and can find a home for her that's a forever home for the remainder of her retirement years is what we like to call it.
It's a cute name, Mika.
Yeah, she's a
adorable.
Sweetheart.
Yeah. Anybody else that you want to mention?
We have, like I said, five rabbits and two ferrets, and lots of cats. We've got cats of all different. Personalities is what I like to say. So if you like a snuggler, we've got snugglers. I think Peter right now is the big snuggler. He loves to snuggle and he'll purr really loud when you pet him and he actually starts drooling because he's so happy at being petted. He's a super sweet, snuggly cat. And then we've got, you know, more independent cats. So we just adopted a cat who's been there for about 8 or 9 months. Greta finally found a home, so we're super excited about that. But, you know, they all shapes, sizes, personalities. We invite people to come in during our visiting hours to meet with animals and meet with them one-on-one and find the right match for you.
Terrific. If you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Amy Page and Samantha Blankenship from the Juno Animal Rescue. Their annual fundraiser is coming up this Saturday at the Baranoff, 6 to 9 p.m. with the silent auction, wine and beer tasting, entertainment as well, and all the proceeds benefit Juno Animal Rescue. Thanks so much, you two, for coming in and talking to me today. Is there anything else you wanted to add or mention while you're here?
I would just want to tell everybody that if you want to buy tickets for our event, you can go to our website, which is JunoAnimalRescue.org. If you can't make it yourself, you can always buy a ticket and gift it to somebody. Or if you'd like to show your appreciation to our local federal workers who were out of work for such a long time and you want to give them a night on the town if they work for the Coast Guard or for NOAA, you can always buy a ticket and give a gift. I think that people would love to have it. And then that frees them up to attempt to secure some of those amazing silent auction gifts.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for having us.
Thank you both so much for being here.
Thanks.